Welcome to Think Life. Episode 20. You ever looked at people who you feel are super disciplined? I mean, super, super disciplined. You look at them and you go, wow, I really wish I could be just like that. But you know what? I don't have the willpower. I just don't have the willpower to be as disciplined as that person. I wish I was as disciplined as them. And we think it has to do with willpower. I talked about discipline in a previous show. Discipline is the one trick you need. If you can master self-discipline, that's pretty much all you need to do. Once you've mastered self-discipline, then everything should be easy, right? Because you can just make yourself do whatever you want. But one of the secrets of highly disciplined people is that most of the time it has nothing to do with willpower at all. Well, willpower may have something to do with it, but a lot of it is how they have structured their lives. They have designed their life, they have designed their environment. They've designed their home, they've designed their work, they've designed their car, their spaces, all everything around them to help them to be more disciplined. So for example, someone who is trying to lose weight, they eliminate the bad foods in the home so they can change their environment to remove those things. You have people who go to the gym, they set their gym clothes right on the edge of the bed so that they have to trip over them when they get out. It's like structuring your life is part of discipline. It's not pure willpower, because we all think, a lot of us feel that that's what it is. It's just pure willpower. All you need is to say to yourself, you know, I'm going to do this. And because of your lack of willpower, this is why you cannot be disciplined. But I don't think that's the case at all. I think disciplined people have set up their lives in such a way, their environments in such a way, that it's easy for them to be disciplined. Because a lot of times it's difficult for us to be disciplined because it takes effort. And this is one of the things about humanity. I mean, we all understand that people are lazy. Most people at their core are lazy. Human beings are lazy. If they can get away with doing something, with not doing something, then they won't. If there's a way of getting out of doing something, then they'll try. But human beings at their core are lazy. They don't want to do more work than they absolutely have to. And this is why we think that it's so much work to be disciplined. It's only work to be disciplined if we've set ourselves up in such a way that it needs to be work. For example, let's say you want to go to the gym. There's a really awesome gym, which is 2 miles away. But there's a not so nice gym about, I don't know, a quarter of a mile away. So there's an awesome gym a little further away, and there's a not so nice gym really close by. You can get there in almost no time. The other one's a little further away. So you say to yourself, I'm going to go to that other gym. I'm going to take that other gym because that gym is awesome. It's amazing. It's expensive. You've got fantastic trainers. These people are awesome, and they'll whip me into shape in no time. So what happens? You start going to that other gym, and you keep going to that other gym. Then eventually, you stop going to that other gym because it's a pain in the ass to go to that other gym. It's too far away. Now, had you gone to the closer gym, then there would be much more of a chance that you would go to this gym, even if it was cheaper, smaller, whatever. If you set yourself up to make it easy to be disciplined, then you are much more likely to succeed. I mean, it's difficult to get yourself out of bed in the morning if you want to exercise first thing, you want to get to the gym. But if you set up these systems in such a way that it makes it easy for you to do these things, then that gets you over the hump until it becomes habitual. That's the way to do it. So it's just about structuring your life. You have to figure out what kind of systems do you need to put in place? What kind of changes do you need to make to your environment so that you can lead yourself down in the direction that you want to be? So whatever change you want to make, you have to smooth your progression towards that change by changing the structure of your life around you. Once you've changed the structure of your life around you, it makes it much, much easier to be able to keep up that discipline that you need in order to get that done. For example, let's say there's a particular thing you want to do every week, but some weeks you just forget, or you just think, oh, I mean, I'll skip it this week or whatever. Put it in your calendar. Fix a time for it. Make sure that you are where you need to be and you have everything that you need to do in front of you and you are ready to go and you have that time allocated to do that thing. Like, for example, I do a lot of blog posts. I do a lot of podcasts. I do a lot of content creation. So what I did is I joined a Shut Up and Write group. There's a group here in the Bay Area called Shut Up and Write. And basically the way it works, it's really simple. It's like a anti-meetup. You sign up for this thing and you pick a date and time and you go to this place. And it usually is a coffee shop or something like that. And you spend 15 minutes talking to the people who show up. And then you take the next hour and shut up and write. That's all you do. You discipline yourself to go to that place and you just sit there and write. And that's when I do most of my blog posts. I can generate about 4 blog posts every time I go to one of these Shut Up and Writes. But I've set up this framework where I need to go to this place and host this event. And if people show up, then they can shut up and write as well. But I've built this habitual thing in a number of different ways. So I've built it as an event. There's people on Meetup who can come to the event at the same time, but it's also scheduled as a place for me to do this thing. Now, it's not something I do for work. I do create blog posts, but I do create blog posts for work and I do need to create content for work. But a lot of times it's like, well, I'll do it later. It's not really due just yet. But if I have that time allocated, then it's easy to do that during that time. And I have my list of topics to start talking about. And I just go through those topics and I just blast it out. And they're not refined at that point. They're just initial drafts. And then I refine them later. But the reality is that I get the work out and I get the work done. And this is the same for anybody else. So if you're out there and you want to do a blog post or a podcast or whatever, schedule the time in your calendar, block off the hour, and sit in your chair and do the work. Shut up and write, shut up and podcast, shut up and whatever you need to do. Structure your life around the change you want to make, and it'll make it much, much easier to be disciplined about making that change.